And we're joined now by Coach Stallings. Boy, I don't know where to start, but I guess I'll start with you. You had talked about needing some really good defense on that perimeter of Florence and Kushner, and they go 3 for 19 and score 10 total points.
Yeah, we were really solid defensively, Joe, and I was really pleased with the way we played, and I don't know if my 15-year-old is listening tonight. She may be. Yep. Drugged up and asleep at home, but she had ACL surgery today. So Alexa, if you're listening, honey, I'm thinking about you. Jermaine started us off by just being terrific defensively on Florence, and we didn't want him to beat us at the goal, so we were going to try to provide as much help and support as we needed to, except for Kushner. We were going to try to stay next to him, and Jeff did a great job on him. Jermaine and Lance really did a great job on Florence, as did Jeff. But what really happened, Joe, was we took a couple of charges on him, got him in foul trouble, and then, you know, it made him a little less aggressive going to the basket, a little more hesitant. But again, it started with Jermaine. He was phenomenal again.
Well, and you were good on both sides of the court, not just defensively, but you know, offense, again, very, very productive.
Well, we were. And the difference tonight, though, was we made shots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you jump up and throw in 12 threes, and you're going to look a lot better. Our percentages were good, but, our assist numbers were way up there again. But we were moving the ball. But guys were making shots. Jermaine, Brad, John, you know, Lance, Charles. We had a bunch of guys making shots, Darshawn. And when you start throwing in threes, now they're trying to play some zone because they didn't match up well with us inside. Right. And then you start making shots, and it just makes it very difficult for the other team.
I know you were happy, too. You get up the lead early, 22, 23, 25 in the first half, and that last couple or 3 minutes, every time they might make a basket or so, you answered with one or two. You never let that lead slide.
Yeah, no, we were very persistent and consistent throughout tonight. And we talked today and yesterday about finishing the job. Mm-hmm. Finishing the job before we go home from Christmas. If we get a chance to put them away in this game, finish the job. I was not so pleased after the Tennessee State game because we didn't finish that game. We won, but we didn't finish. And so I thought tonight we really finished in kind of grand fashion, and we just kind of kept it on them. We talk about Joe winning each four-minute war. There's generally about 4 minutes plus a little bit for every media timeout. And so we try to break the game down into four-minute wars, and we try to win each four-minute war. And by my count, I could be wrong, I think they might have won one of the four-minute wars tonight, and we might have won the rest. So that's a good night, obviously. We were persistent with our effort. We kept our focus, hopefully we got out of with anybody getting banged up.
Yeah, we'll take a break more with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt, very impressive tonight, 99-59 over Mercer. You go to the locker room up 50-25. What's the talk in a halftime lead of 25?
See if we've learned anything since Saturday, because we were up 43-25 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we gave up 46 in the second half. Now 14 of those were in the last 2 minutes, but we just said, have we learned anything since Saturday? And if we've grown up a little bit, we'll go out here and we'll methodically take care of each four-minute war and put this game away. Or it can be the flip side. We can go out and they can become the aggressor and have some offensive rebounding flurries and things like that. And then we'll walk away not feeling as good as we could and should. Mm-hmm. And to our guys' credit, they came out and really, you know, again, it was methodical. It was just kept it on them, solid defense, helping each other, trying to rebound. And this team out-rebounded, as you mentioned in the pregame show, out-rebounded both Florida State and Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. And we were able to out-rebound them despite the fact that we held them to a very 31% from the field, there's a lot of offensive a lot of offensive rebounds to be had, and when you shoot 31%, so again, I give our guys a lot of credit. I was not pleased on Saturday with how we finished. I was very pleased tonight because we did more of the second half. Mm-hmm. Of what we did in the first half.
Jermaine in here a few moments ago talking to Tim when we talked about the defense. He said, I had a lot of help. you know, he said, I tried to stay in front of, you know, him as much as possible for us, but I had a lot of great help from my teammates tonight.
Well, good for Jermaine to say that, and that's how Jermaine should think, and that's what Jermaine should say. I'm sure he feels like that because the few times that he got beat, which weren't very many, our guys were there to take charges, our guys were there to help. So it was a team defensive effort. AJ and Festus were both good in the back, but it started with Jermaine at the top, and we had to do a good job on Florence if we were going to control this game the way we wanted to, and he was sensational.
How worried were you with the foul parade that started in the second half? You know, and I'm not talking about from a game maybe winning standpoint, but just when the game gets to be that style of play, how worried do you become as a coach?
Well, you know, I thought things were getting a little chippy there, and you know, our guys aren't going to back down from that, and I didn't want I told them, we're, you know, the scoreboard says everything that we need to say. We don't need to be talking. We don't need to be responding to cheap shots. We don't, and not that they were throwing cheap shots any more than we were, but we don't need to respond to a guy holding us or a guy doing this or doing that. And we did a couple times. They kind of bumped us a little bit, and so we just took kind of a shot at them, like, get off me, and we got called for fouls. Yeah. And that's not the way to play that's not the way to play in a 40-point game. If you're, you know, if you're in a 5-point game and you got somebody playing dirty, then you gotta do what you gotta do. But in a 40-point game, you gotta walk away and maintain your cool. And I wasn't concerned with the direction the game was going. We were trying to play some zone anyway, so I knew that would back off a little bit of the, you know, the aggression and the physicality.
Big Christmas plan?
Well, my Christmas plan is the same as it is every year. I'm going to be in my house, and I'm going to have my family with me in my house, and that is my fondest idea of a great time. So we'll have Christmas just like we always do, we've got a birthday to celebrate tomorrow, yep. and we got to get through a little knee surgery here and that kind of thing, but the Stallings are going to have a great Christmas.
We'll have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Joe.
We'll take a break more in a moment.